Thinking.
Across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McRae is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
Friday nights in the fall are a time when many high schools play football games. And of course, today, many college and pro games are played under the lights. But there had to be a first ever night football game. And Mansfield, Pennsylvania is the place it occurred. The interesting story behind it is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In September of 1892, Mansfield State Normal College hosted Wyoming Seminary in a football game. Mansfield captain George McGuire learned the county fair in Mansfield would be demonstrating electric lights from General Electric at the fair. That gave him a novel idea. On September 28, 1892, those colleges played the first ever night football game.
We estimate there was probably 10,000 people watching that game that night. They were running special excursion trains.
Steve McCluskey says the football field was created on the county fairgrounds next to the railroad tracks where the General Electric dynamo had been hauled to power the lights.
They hadn't got the concept down very well because, of course, it was the first one. In order to be able to light the field so they could see, they erected a telephone pole right where center field would be.
Other lights were hung along the grandstand on the side of the field. Steve says it's generous to describe the lighting for the game as dim. The game ended at halftime in a scoreless tie, with Wyoming Seminary upset about the playing conditions. The next year, Wyoming hosted Mansfield.
Wyoming Seminary was supposed to pay Mansfield a guarantee for coming to the game. They refused to pay that to them unless Mansfield admitted that they walked away from the game because of their poor sportsmanship.
So Mansfield wrote a letter admitting poor sportsmanship, took the money and the train home, and then rescinded everything they had just admitted to. That game in 1892, though, is regarded as the first ever night football game at any level.
One of the greatest cultural phenomena associated with America is night football, Friday Night Lights.
Today, Mansfield Normal School is Mansfield University of Pennsylvania. They still play football here and are proud of the role they played in hosting that first ever night football game. Traveling the countryside in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McRae.
Staying on top of the news of agriculture, it's Tony St. James, back with Agriculture Today after this quick break.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
With a massive $50 billion ag trade deficit weighing on U.S. producers, USDA announcing a three-point plan to expand export opportunities. The initiative follows new reciprocal trade agreements negotiated by President Trump and aims to open markets, enforce commitments, and support rural prosperity. Plan includes $285 million in early funding for the America First Trade Promotion Program, targeting missions to connect U.S. sellers with buyers in new markets, and a revitalization of the GSM 102 Export Credit Guarantee Program. USDA officials say these steps will reduce risk, improve financing, and make U.S. commodities more competitive abroad. Strategy announced by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Undersecretary Luke Lindberg intended to restore momentum for American ag in global commerce while strengthening the farm economy. But with the U.S. government offering $20 billion in economic support to Argentina, soybean farmers say they're being left behind in the fight for global markets. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed negotiations to extend a swap line and potentially purchase Argentine bonds. Almost immediately, Argentina waived taxes on soybean exports, and it led to the sale of 20 shiploads of soybeans to China. The development comes at a time when U.S. soybean exports to China remain stalled under retaliatory tariffs. It leaves Brazil and Argentina to capture the market. According to the American Soybean Association, lack of progress on a U.S.-China trade deal creating significant pressure on farmers as harvest gets underway. Prices have weakened. Producers worry competitors securing long-term relationship with China at America's expense. And getting it there. Transportation challenges mounting as drought lowers Mississippi River levels, pushing freight rates higher. U.S. Coast Guard has tightened restrictions, limiting southbound drafts to 10.5 feet near Memphis and capping tow sizes at 6 barges wide. Northbound traffic faces even stricter limits, with drafts reduced to 10 feet and shorter tows. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has begun dredging near Memphis and Hickman, Kentucky, trying to keep traffic moving. Grain barge movements for the week ending September 13th, totaling 252,000 tons, down 30% from the previous week, 32% below last year. Ocean shipping costs climbing, Gulf to Japan rates, $57.25 per metric ton. It's up 25% year to date, while Pacific Northwest rates rose to $29.75. Rail volume softening as well. 22,201 grain carloads originated the week of September 6th, a 3% decline year over year. Finally, USDA reminding wheat producers deadline to apply for or update crop insurance policies for fall-planted crops is approaching. Sales closing dates vary by crop and region, but the next deadline is September 30th, and it's an important one for wheat as producers finalize coverage decisions with their crop insurance agents to ensure protection for the 2026 crop year. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away. But first, let's join Max Armstrong in Farm Progress America when we return. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. Times are tough for row crop producers, and a recent survey by the Minneapolis Federal Reserve shows just how tough things have become in the northern Corn Belt. The combination of high operating costs and low grain prices are squeezing farmers across the district. I'll have the details after this. Catch up on the latest episodes of Plant Smart, Grow Smart by BASF. We talk to real farmers about real problems, like David Palmer in Northwest Missouri about tar spot.
It's been around here. It came on late last year, so we didn't have a big issue with it other than turn everything black when it was combined. But I'm afraid this year, if it stays hot and dry, we might be in trouble.
And Nick Galick in Northern Illinois shares his approach to controlling tough weeds like water hemp and giant ragweed.
I got out of college in 2000, so I came right in the middle of the Roundup.
Absolutely.
And developed the resistance. And it was a very cheap, efficient way to go about it, made a lot of money doing it. But that's come and gone. We got to do a two-pass program. The main thing for us, we got to keep them from coming up, or we got to kill it when it's little. It's fine if you got to do a rescue, but let's try to prevent getting to that point if any way possible.
Hear their stories and learn more at PlanSmartGrowSmart.com. Yes, the recently published second quarter agricultural credit conditions survey from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve painted a sobering picture for farmers across the 9th District. That covers Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Montana, parts of Wisconsin, and Michigan. More than three quarters of ag lenders in that district reported farm incomes fell from 2024. Loan repayment rates also slipped, loan renewals increased, and bankers overwhelmingly said their customers' liquidity had declined. The culprits were familiar ones. A Minnesota banker put it plainly. Last year brought drought, this year brought flooding. Weather extremes piled onto already high input costs and lower corn and soybean prices cut further into earnings. As a result, nearly half of those lenders said farmers took on more debt to get through the summer, even as interest rates ticked higher. While incomes fell, household spending for farm families actually rose in many cases, suggesting families are still making ends meet even as their businesses tighten belts. Nearly half of the lenders surveyed reported drops in machinery spending, a reflection of producers trying to preserve cash flow in a tight margin environment. Land values and cash rents added another twist to the story. Non-irrigated cropland values rose about 3% across the district, while irrigated land jumped more than 13% compared with a year earlier. Ranch and pasture ground saw similar double-digit price increases, and cash rents climbed in several categories. The one exception was irrigated land rents, which did edge lower. South Dakota stood out as the only state in the district where cropland values actually declined, while Wisconsin and North Dakota saw the sharpest increases. One Minnesota banker summed it up. With declining grain prices and a poor crop in the field, 2024 is shaping up to be a below-average year. For farmers in the northern Corn Belt, that warning rings true as harvest gets underway. I'll have more when we come back.
It's Farm Safety Week in CJ Country, and Pierce Milling wants to remind you to watch for slow-moving farm equipment when you're driving. Harvest time can be a dangerous time for our local farmers. Please give them plenty of room. You know Pierce Milling in Delavan for their high-quality, freshly made animal feeds. Did you know that their gift shop is chock-full with wind chimes, flags, gnomes, bird feeders, candy, candles, kids' toys, and more? Stop into Pierce Milling on Church Street in Delavan and learn more. Or call 716-492-2740.
Looking forward, the bankers in the Minneapolis Federal Reserve 9th District don't see quick relief for agriculture. Nearly 80% of survey respondents said they expect farm incomes to fall further in the third quarter of this year, and a significant share of lenders said they anticipate more farmers will struggle to meet obligations in the months ahead. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead in this half hour, we'll get an update from the USDA. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, it's the Ag Radionet Farm News on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming reminds you that it's National Farm Safety Week. Drivers, it's harvest time, so keep an eye out for slow-moving farm vehicles on the road. Did you know that a well-run foot bath can be cost-effective as well as reduce lameness? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming has been in business for over 40 years. They look forward to serving you. For the health of your herd, contact Zane Hendrickson at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Ag groups are continuing to pursue members of Congress, asking them not to miss the Farm Bill deadline. The One Big Beautiful Bill included agricultural provisions, but farm groups say it's not a substitute for a full farm bill. National and state organizations that represent nearly every sector of the ag spectrum looked together and sent a letter to leaders of Congress pushing for passage of a new farm bill before the current legislation expires at the end of the month. The One Big Beautiful Act did have massive federal spending signed by President Trump in July, does contain some of those ag provisions, but many not normally involved in the farm bill were still left out. The ag title of the One Big Beautiful Bill included spending for nutrition, organic, and farm safety net programs, along with disaster assistance and trade promotions, but of importance to the livestock sector. It included spending for the National Animal Health Lab Network, National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program, the National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasure Bank, which are called the three-legged stools for safeguarding animal health. But left out of the funding was conservation programming, rural broadband, certain research and extension programs, and several other priorities for the ag industry. The letter was signed by more than 260 farm groups, emphasizing that the One Big Beautiful Bill cannot and should not be a substitute for a full farm bill. 2018 farm bill actually expired September 30th of 2023. Temporary extensions have kept key provisions going since then, but those will expire at the end of this month if Congress doesn't come through on a new bill. This means both Democrats and Republicans need to be on board to get the majority vote needed. Many lawmakers have signaled a willingness to work together across the aisle to get a farm bill passed. There's still some sticking points.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Last week, dairy product prices at Chicago saw slight decreases. Nevertheless, Class 3 and Class 4 both saw increases of between 4 and 6 cents a hundred, with Class 2 losing about a dime. Following the dramatic downward movement the week before, the dairy markets did try to regain some traction. Despite a few flashes of stronger prices, the market tone remains overwhelmingly bearish. Participants have been coming to terms with the scope of the increase in global milk supplies. Milk remains long across the globe, with Europe reporting better than expected volumes through the summer, while long-term growth prospects remain challenged in the EU. The next few months do appear poised to deliver some gains. Fresh data scheduled for release on Monday was forecast to show continued production expansion in the U.S. and New Zealand, with even South American suppliers getting in on the action, with output up dramatically in both Argentina and Uruguay. Taken together, the world bracing itself to deal with plentiful supplies. Although global demand isn't altogether poor, especially for cheese, data is beginning to show some modest improvements. Demand remains far from robust, with economic uncertainty still rampant across the globe, with volatile trade policy casting a shadow over the outlook, seeming unlikely that it could improve meaningfully in the short term. Dairy product inventories in the U.S. have seen some actual reductions. Despite the continued fast pace of milk production growth, July's ending stocks of butter and cheese, as well as those of major skim ingredient products, were stable to lower compared to both a month ago as well as a year earlier. That, except for the small gains in year-over-year stocks of American-type cheese and whey protein concentrates.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We appreciate you making us a part of your morning routine. It's news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Just ahead, Jeff Ishii has today's On the Farm Report.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farming, it's not for the faint of heart. There's no doubt about that. We see you sacrificing your time to make hay during the summer and feed cattle during the winter. That's why Farm Credit is here for full and part-time farmers. We know your time is precious and you want to spend it where it counts, on the farm. Contact Farm Credit for your financing needs and we'll meet you where you are. 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, many farms in our listing area are seeing some rainfall this week, and they're not the only places to see rains this week. That's according to meteorologist Brad Rippey with the USDA.
Getting back to the area where we've seen some of our heaviest rains in recent days, generally speaking, we're looking at the central plains into the upper Midwest, and all those areas, for the most part, are drought-free at this point. So this is just some bonus moisture coming in now that really should help to get winter wheat across the central Great Plains off to a good start for the crop that's already been planted. This is plenty of moisture for emergence and establishment. And then as we move into the upper Midwest, again, we've had pretty good wet summer in that area. So this is, again, money in the bank for next spring, really, if you look at it that way. But it's the areas to the east where this moisture is most welcome. Unfortunately, it's coming a little bit too late for some of those summer crops like corn and soybeans, just a little bit too mature for any of this rain to really be of great assistance at this point. But from the standpoint of winter wheat and cover crops, as well as pasture revival, that is all good news.
Meteorologist Brad Rippey with the USDA.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Virginia Secretary of Natural and Historic Resources, Stephanie Talon.
The information you provide will help tell the story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality.
Ensuring voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary. Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office or Soil and Water Conservation District office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us that it's okay to be doubtful. Doubt is often the beginning of wisdom. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for September 25th. We had 84 cows, 88 calves, 3 Holstein feeders, 5 Holstein fats, and 2 bulls. There were no bob calves today, but there was a bunch of heifer calves. Heifer calves were $6.20 to $11.90. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $8 to $11.95. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $6 to $12.05. Beef cross heifer calves were $13.10 to $17.20. Beef cross bull calves were $13 to $17.60. The good cows today were $1.32 to $1.54. Lean cows were 30 cents to $1.49. The Holstein feeders were $1.10 to $1.75. The Holstein fats were $1.50 to $1.92. And the bulls were $1.59 to $1.70. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
It's Farm Safety Week at CJ Country, and we want to remind those operating farm equipment on rural roadways to look out for oncoming vehicles while making wide turns. Also, be sure to keep equipment at least 20 feet from overhead power lines and pole supporting wires. This farm safety tip is brought to you by Lamb Farms of Oakfield, striving to economically produce high-quality milk. They offer good working conditions for their 100 full and part-time employees and offer comfort to their cows. Lamb Farms, Albion Road in Oakfield, 948-5777 or visit lambfarmsinc.net.
To stay ahead of the game, you need to keep moving. The CJ Agribusiness Report provides the news you need on the go. And you can always catch the most recent farm show by logging on to WCJW.com and clicking through to the Agribusiness Report page. It's time now for news from the USDA.
Now that we are in the start of autumn, and the winding down of the gardening season for those growing flowers, fruit, and vegetables, a gardener's focus shifts to getting their garden prepared for overwintering and in good shape for next spring. What are some things to consider when it comes to fall garden prep? Cynthia Domenghini of Kansas State University Extension offers advice, starting with...
If you have a large area that you garden, consider looking at cover crops. Some cover crops can be planted early fall time, and that's a great way to protect your soil through the winter and contribute nutrients back into the soil for your spring planting.
Then there are the basic fall prep tips for getting a garden ready for overwintering to keep in mind.
You can start cleaning up plant debris to prevent overwintering diseases and pests. Another thing to think about is if you would like to grow bulbs, planting those in the fall is important to get them to bloom in the spring. Some people have good intentions and they buy the bulbs, the tulips and daffodils and hyacinths, but they don't get them in the ground in time and they miss out on that spring blooming.
What if the garden bug continues to itch for the gardener in the early fall? What idea?
You could also consider growing a fall crop of leafy greens, and you can continue reseeding those until you get into a hard freeze. And leafy greens can be harvested at any point, really. If you harvest them when they're young, they're considered microgreens, really. But that's a fun crop to grow in the fall because you can get regrowth and extend your gardening season, basically.
And when that first frost occurs, what are protection considerations for tender vegetables?
Some options are to individually cover plants. Some people even use empty plastic milk jugs where they cut the bottom of the jug out and they can place that over the top of a sensitive plant. But you can also use blankets or sheet of plastic to create a low tunnel or row cover over multiple plants to get them through those first few frosts of the fall season and extend the amount of time that you're able to be harvested.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's another busy morning in the parlors around CJ Country. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is up right after these messages.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
In 4 out of 5 school shootings, at least one other person had knowledge of the attacker's plan but failed to report it. Almost all mass school shooters shared threatening or concerning messages or images. More than 75% raised concern from others prior to an attack. Bystanders saw warning signs in most documented active shooter cases. You can prevent targeted violence from occurring. Here's how. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And our topic is going to be, interestingly, Bill, an impact of weight gain in late lactation dairy cows. And this was written up by Dr. Hernandez at the University of Wisconsin in the July 2025 Journal of Dairy Science. The reason for this study is to answer the question, if cows gain weight in late lactation, what effects would this have in the future of the next lactation of the dairy cow? In this study at Wisconsin, they used 66 multi-paired Holstein cows. These cows were 150 days in gestation. And for our listeners, it takes about 280 days for the calf to be born. So this study would run about 130 days. They looked at two different diets here. One they call low-energy diet, which was 0.68 mcals per pound of dry matter, very typical for a lower-producing group of cows. And then a high-energy diet, which would be 0.79 mcals per unit of dry matter here. To give our listeners a feel, the low-energy diet would contain about 20% starch and 4.3% fat. The high-energy diet was 29% starch with 5.6% fat in the diet, very typical of a high-group type diet as well. Once the animals were dried off at 60 days prior to calving, they would get the same dry cow diet here, and then after calving, the same diet as well. So the results were pretty interesting, Bill. The high-energy group had a body condition score of 3.69, and that's a very high number. You'll see here in just a minute, with 44 millimeters of back fat, which they actually measured. The low-energy group had a body condition score of 3.25, and that's just about ideal, very optimal as far as that goes, and a back fat thickness of 37 millimeters as well. The low-energy group increased dry matter intake in the dry period and had more rumination time. So these cows were increasing, and they also found that in the last 10 days before calving, and 21 days after calving, they also had a higher dry matter intake, eating about 4.5 pounds more kilogram in the early lactation part. They also found that the de novo synthesis of fatty acids was lower in the high energy ration after these cows calved in, with the low energy diet at 20% de novo synthesis and the high energy diet at 18% in the lactation. Interestingly, Bill, there was no difference in milk yield or milk performance. Metabolically, those cows on high energy diet had a higher NEFAS, non-esteric fatty acids, which meant they were losing more weight and mobilizing more body fat. No effect on calf weight between the two diets at this point, and there was an improvement in metabolic disorders for the low energy cows, slightly lower numbers in retained placenta, 3 versus 0, less metritis, 5 versus 1, and 5 versus 1 DAs, comparing the high energy, low energy as well. And the use of propylene glycol to treat ketosis in the high energy diets, 13 treatments versus 4 for the low energy diets, no difference in culling. So our take-home message is that certainly the last 130 days prior to the dry period is a very important time to make sure cows don't get excessive body weight. Body condition score should be 3 1/4. And certainly we know that if you get too heavy, heavy cows cause has more metabolic disorders. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
While domestic milk production is expected up in 2025 and the following year, according to USDA, so is consumer demand, as seen in forecasted exports. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
We still continue to see very strong export competitiveness for U.S. dairy products, a lot of strength in both butter and cheese, so fat basis exports, as well as non-fat dry milk and whey, so supporting those skim solid basis exports.
A slight rise in skim solid imports for both years is also forecasted. Minimal changes were reported in the milk product and class categories for this month. The result? No change in the 2025 all milk price of $22 per hundredweight, and a 1/4 rise in the 2026 all milk price forecast to $21.90 per hundredweight. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
A check of the WeatherTrack forecast is coming up, but next, Daryl Anderson brings us today's Farm to Fork report after this brief break.
It's Farm Safety Week at CJ Country, and P&D Equipment Sales want to remind farmers to conduct regular equipment inspections. Prevent farm-related injuries by finding problems and hazards and correcting them before someone gets hurt. Dairy farmers rely on P&D Equipment Sales for Superstall mattresses, Mirafont and Ritchie waterers, Schaefer fans, heavy-duty curtain wall systems, silage inoculant, and bunk covers. They also have freestall loops, headlocks, gates, Skeller-Up footwear, and more. P&D Equipment Sales, Brookville Road in Alexander, 343-2394.
Question, what do you get when you cross baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Harley Davidson? Answer, American tradition. Stan's Harley Davidson in Batavia has been part of that tradition for decades, providing motorcycle enthusiasts all the latest Harley Davidson models and accessories to keep that tradition rolling. Whether you're looking for a more traditional ride or today's most advanced Harley, Stan's has just the right bike for you with over 100 bikes in stock. Stop in and see the folks at Stan's Harley Davidson on West Haley Drive in Batavia. Feel the freedom of the open air.
Sanford Home Sales in Nunday is a premier supplier of custom-designed modular and manufactured homes. If interested in a new home and have questions about the process or their model home's sales prices, give them a call at 585-468-2700 or go to sanfordhomesnunday.com.
Opening up about rural America's mental health problem today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Rural Minds is a nonprofit that serves as the informed voice for mental health in rural America. It was started by Jeff Winton, an upstate New York dairy farmer.
People in rural America don't necessarily consider mental illness to be an illness. Now, we all know it's an illness, but all too often, people consider it to be a character flaw or a personality weakness. I mean, those of you who grew up on a farm like I did, you know. We're taught from the time we're young kids to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, to not talk about our issues, to not make other people uncomfortable with what we might be suffering from. And as a result, we have this growing epidemic in rural America.
Winton took part in a recent Farm Foundation webinar. And while he's encouraged by some of the trends surrounding mental illness in rural communities, he still worries about the next generation.
These are the future of agriculture. Our young people are the ones who will be raising our food and our fiber in the next generation. And so if we don't do something about this before it's too late, we will be in bigger trouble than we are right now in rural America.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
In honor of National Farm Safety Week, Edelrock Gravel Products reminds drivers that there are many slow-moving farm vehicles on the roads this time of year. Give our farming friends plenty of room to travel the road safely so they can get home to their families just like you. Edelrock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves, and it's easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screen, clean, and washed. Find out more, call 567-2100 or stop by Edelrock Gravel Products, Route 19 in Pike and on Osmond Road in Freedom.
We've crammed a lot of information in the short time we've had together. We're going to break for weather. Then it's back with American Cattle News and Closing Market Report and Tony St. James.
Western New York weather.
For today, patchy fog between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 71. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 51. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 76. Currently at the Genesee County Airport at 63 degrees.
American Cattle News. Rodeos for working ranch cowboys. More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay, and I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
Lehman Wall is with the WRCA, that's the Working Ranch Cowboys Association.
The people that compete with us are not professional athletes. They are real working ranch cowboys that get up every day and help feed the world through raising cattle. And whenever you come to Amarillo and you come to the World Championship, we put an environment together that's really kind of focused on what the ranching community is all about, family, faith, and really taking care of your business the right way. So we're going to compete in 5 events, and those events have some semblance of what might happen on the ranch every day in doctoring cattle or penning or moving cattle from place to place. Maybe getting on a ranch bronc every once in a while, a little surly in the morning, and might try you out. So we're going to buck some broncs at our event as well. And then I tell you the one thing that our guys would say, we don't do this on the ranch, so would you please stop making us doing it at a competition? But it's called wild cow milking. So everybody needs the NASCAR, you know, accident to occur, right? You're looking for that wild moment. And that's one of those real fan-friendly activities. It may not be real cowboy friendly, if you get my drift. But that's what we're about, is every year in November, we're going to convene in Amarillo, Texas, and bring in, you know, about 30,000 of our closest friends and put on this great activity here. We always say it's not just a rodeo. There's more to this thing.
Lehman Wall with the WRCA Working Ranch Cowboys Association. American Cattle News.
Attention contractors, Burt's Lumber in Perry does it again. Right now, 7/16 4x8 OSB, just $9.99 a sheet. Got your attention? Then listen to this. 7/16 4x8 zip panel, just $24.99 a sheet. Let me say it again. 7/16 OSB, just $9.99 a sheet. And 7/16 zip panel, just $24.99 a sheet. You're not going to find savings like this anywhere else. So don't just sit there. Jump in the truck and head to Burt's. Burt's Lumber in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
When the land you work needs a manicured finish, trust Woods Finish Mowers to deliver unmatched cut quality. How do we know? When independently tested, Woods Tractor Mounted Finish Mowers rank number one in overall cut quality, outperforming the competition in key cut quality categories. See what best-in-class cutting technology can do for your land. Visit Kelly's Garage in Perry, your local authorized Woods dealer, and learn how Woods can help you get a best-in-class finish cut.
When it comes to silage, we're picky. That's why only products with superior tonnage, digestibility, starch, and energy characteristics qualify to make up Seed Consultants brand Super Select Silage Hybrids. These products are heavily tested and proven throughout the Eastern Corn Belt to produce more tons and more milk, backed by the agronomic knowledge of a Seed Consultants sales professional. Buy into better silage. Visit seedconsultants.com.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Thursday, September the 25th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 6604. The Dow down 459.47 and NASDAQ lower as well, 223.84. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro lower. As we go over to the energy's futures prices, crude oil West Texas Intermediate, November in the green, $65.25, December $64.61, and January $64.16. Gasoline lower, nat gas higher, crude oil mixed. As we go over to the grains futures prices, corn December 1.5 higher at 425.75, March 442.25, and May 451.25. Soybean higher, soybean meal lower, soybean oil higher. Wheat December 7.5 higher here at the end of the day at 527 even, March 545 even, and May in the green as well, 556.75. Hard red winter wheat December 5.5 higher, 512.25, March 533.25. Hard red spring wheat December 551 even, March in the green as well, 566 even. Over to the cotton, starting with the October contract, finishing the day 21 cents lower, 63.81, December 11 cents higher at 66.28, and March in the green as well, 68.19. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle October 2 even lower, 232.05, December 234.30, and February 292 lower at 236.05. Feeder cattle October 354.05, 557 lower, November down as well at 352.22. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.